It's time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine events in the world of astronomy. I'm John Basile, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. It seems there's an asteroid heading for Earth and predicted to make a close pass November 2nd, the day before the presidential election. Is this something we should be worried about?
In a word, no. There's nothing to worry about with this particular asteroid. This asteroid was discovered back in 2018, and its orbit around the sun was calculated to take about 2 years, hence the return on November 2nd. And it's also predicted to cross that of the Earth's orbit, so that makes it something called a near-Earth object, or NEO for short. And to remind everyone, asteroids are essentially big chunks of space rock, so they're leftover debris from the formation of our solar system. They're often called planetesimals because they were kind of remnant material that was not formed into fully-fledged planets. So there's essentially two questions that you want to ask when determining how worried we should be about any potential asteroid impact, and that is, number one, how close it might pass to the Earth, and number two, what is the asteroid's size? And so the answer to the first question in this case is a little rough, and based on the initial observations, the calculations range anywhere from a direct hit of the Earth to missing us by over 2 million miles. So there's a bit, really large range in the predictions. It's easier to think sometimes in terms of probabilities, and in this case, the calculated probability of a direct hit is just 1 in 240. So it's fairly likely that this asteroid will sail by without hitting the Earth. However, since there's still some chance, you might want to look at the potential impact. And to do that, we need to ask the second question, which is the size of the asteroid. And in this case, this particular asteroid is estimated to only be about 6 feet across. So while this sounds rather big, it turns out this is not big enough to do much harm. And even if it does collide with the Earth, it's probably going to burn up in the atmosphere of the Earth when it collides with the atmosphere of the Earth.
Now, Hollywood movies lead us to believe that the threat from potentially hazardous near-Earth asteroids can be real. How common are these things, and how worried should we be?
Right. So, you know, even the extinction of the dinosaurs and 75% of life on Earth likely happened because of a large impactor that threw so much dust and ash into the atmosphere that it blocked out the light from the sun and killed most plant life and the resulting food chain that the dinosaurs depended on. So we do know that these things have happened in the past, but that asteroid, in the case of the dinosaurs, was estimated to be between 6 to 9 miles wide, so much, much bigger than most of the near-Earth asteroids we know about today. And so while there are millions of asteroids orbiting the sun, based on sort of current observations and past impacts, scientists estimate that asteroids of about 20 feet in diameter or so hit the Earth about once every 5 years. But once you get up to the really big ones, like 3 miles or so in size, the frequency drops to something like once every 18 million years. So, you know, we're still kind of thinking about what we could do if we do find one of these hazardous near-Earth objects that's very large. And if it is discovered early enough, we could potentially send a spacecraft to the asteroid in order to act as something called a gravity tractor, which would essentially use the mass of the spacecraft to deflect the trajectory of the asteroid from its original Earth-impacting trajectory and sort of move it off course. But of course, something like that requires significant advance warning, and the U.S. Congress has actually tasked NASA with finding 90% of these near-Earth objects with large sizes in order to actually, so that we could do something like that if this is a future possibility.
Dr. Regina Jorgensen is the director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Thank you, Regina, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much.